Well, there's a new sheriff in town, and you probably all know that Marshal Dillon is retired, and now the new marshal is Cassidy Cameron at KPED, the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District. And at a recent meet and greet, Cassidy got to meet a lot of the players. And Cassidy, I'm sure you're going to have fun in your job. You know, the sheriff left some pretty big boots to fill, but you've been with KPED for quite a while. Tell us, as you're sharing here today, about your vision for KPED. Everybody's wondering about the, are we trans? Will we be resource extraction? Will we just be tourists? Will we be retirement? Or what's going to bring young people to our community?
It's more of the latter. That is what our focus and our vision kind of encapsulates, is caring for the quality of life that we have here on the peninsula. And that includes schools, strong workforce. We want our youth to be able to have the skills and certifications so that they can come back and stay here on the Kenai and raise their families and work and live and thrive. So that is really where our vision and our future is focused.
And if you had to name the top three things that are appealing to the younger generation that would make them want to come here rather than somewhere else, what would that be?
Well, our three-legged stool right now in that it kind of hovers over the workforce development is childcare, housing, and transportation. So we want to make sure that people will have the resources they need to live here and thrive here. I think for the younger generations, we're trying to crack that code. We're trying to understand what is going to keep them here. And I think what's going to keep them here are more opportunities that feel like there's a future and feel like there's part of a community and part of an ecosystem of the Kenai.
And for the investors, you've got a lot of bankers and title people here and real estate people that are interested in. Where would I be best looking at, in what direction to invest as an entrepreneur? And yet I want to make this my home base, but I also want to grow and make a bazillion dollars.
Wow. If I knew the answer to that, then I would not be doing what I'm doing. But I think where we're looking at right now is industry that makes sense, that is sustainable, that is a little predictable. I think our economy right now has some turns and some highs and lows that feel really scary at times. And so something with some predictability in it. Renewable energy is a big topic, and energy securities. So we're talking with the state and local governments a lot on what their energy security plans are. And so with technology, with the way that we conduct business through through broadband and e-commerce, I think that has a big future and a big niche. But as far as one specific industry, I don't think that that's where we want to look. I think we want to be able to diversify and make sure that those diversifications in our industries make sense and can be reliable.
That's quite a wish list.
Oh, it's a wish list. But I am encouraged and I'm inspired by the people that are at the tables that I'm at. There's a lot of commitment and passion and loyalty to Alaska. Alaskans always have a deep amount of pride and loyalty with where they're from. It doesn't matter if you're from Kotzebue or Soldotna or Soldovia. Alaskans have a lot of pride. And the people that are at the table right now understand that we need to make Alaska better together, and that without that collaborative approach, then we're going to be working in silos, and we have to pull down those walls from the silos and kind of take an understanding of where everybody's at and then try to get our missions aligned in some way. It doesn't mean that you can't be competitive, but I think that you need to have a collaborative approach to your competitiveness.
Okay, now let's pull the drape back and look behind the curtain at the new marshal. Tell me, what got you interested in economic development, and what brings you here?
Well, I really did not see myself in economic development at all. What brings me here and what keeps me here are my kids, my family, but also being part of a community in the sense that this is a beautiful place to live and work and be able, we're very lucky here, and I recognize that. I'm not a native Alaskan. I was born and raised in Idaho. I came up here almost 20 years ago, fell in love with the place, moved up here with a dog and a suitcase, and hope for the best. And
that's a common story.
And it got me, Alaska grabbed my heart, and I believe that this is the place that I need to be and contribute to the quality of life for our communities and for the people that we call neighbors. And I want to be a part of that in some way. I want to help communities thrive and grow and succeed and provide services and what people need when they decide to live here.
Cassidy, under Marshall Dillon, KPED really grew and developed a whole lot of services for people who are interested. Maybe you're in Canton, Ohio, and looking at a place to spend the rest of your life, or maybe you're here locally and want to know the best way to invest your future here, and those are available at KPED. Tell people who may be not aware of that what you have to offer.
We offer a suite of resources in terms of, we try to network, so we have a really deep network of partners and stakeholders that we work with on the regular basis. So if you're coming from Canton, Ohio, we're going to put you in connection with the chambers, with the business sector, with real estate agents, with the communities that you have interest in. And then we're going to share what services are here. What are the hospital services like here? Healthcare services? What are transportation services? What kind of life would you have here? And not just when you're visiting in June, but what is it going to look like when you're here in February?
And the best way for people to bring that up on their computer and learn all of that?
KPED.org.
Isn't that easy?
It's so easy, and keep it simple.
You can have some more meet and greets.
We will. This is a first of three that we decided to try out and see how it took. And we wanted to kind of make an informal opportunity for people to come and get questions answered, get some information, and have a kind of a one-stop shop for whether it's a lender or a broker, or get an idea of how to write a business plan if they're a startup. So this is the first of a series. Next month, we are doing an accountant meet and greet where people can come fresh out of the tax season and get some guidance and get some questions on how they could better do their books for the next year and see if there's tips or tricks that they could use for tax guidance.
And wash it all down with some of the best local craft brewery on the peninsula.
Well, of course.
Cassidy Cameron is the executive director now of our KPED. We'll be talking to her a lot in the future. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that economically developed sound of KSRM.